There was a time when being really big was in fashion, the age of the dinosaurs. The biggest of the big were the sauropods, sometimes called the cows of the Jurassic. They were long-necked giants that grazed on plants and shook the earth when they walked. But it appears that there was a strange population of petite sauropods. The bones of some of these creatures have been found in Germany. NPR's Christopher Joyce has the story of the shrunken sauropods.
Petite is a relative term. The bones in Germany were from animals the size of draft horses. Each animal would have weighed a ton or so, but then a normal sauropod weighed 10 to 15 times that, with a tail the length of a school bus. How dinosaurs got small hasn't been a common question among paleontologists. It's how they got big that's the hot topic.
They asked, how do you blow up your dinosaur? And we ask, how do you shrink your dinosaur?
Martin Sander at the University of Bonn is the paleontologist who took on this odd case of miniaturization. He applied a new technique that's revolutionizing dinosaur research. He reads the microscopic patterns inside dinosaur bones. These patterns are something like tree rings. They tell how fast and how long an individual dinosaur grew. Sander concluded that these bones belonged to fully grown adult sauropods, not babies.
It's really the smallest of the giants. I mean, sauropods in general are the biggest animals that ever evolved on land. Only whales in the sea are bigger. And this one is by far the smallest.
So how did they get small? Sander believes it was island dwarfing. About the time these animals lived, some 150 million years ago, sea level rose and isolated patches of land into islands.
And then the animals on these land masses either die out or they adapt by shrinking. It makes sense that we would find them in Europe because only Europe at this time was this archipelago full of islands.
And if you live on an island, you don't really want to grow to be enormous.
Christy Curry-Rogers is a sauropod expert at McAllister College in Minnesota.
Because you're going to run out of resources really quickly, especially if you grow at the rates that we know sauropods in general did.
By slowing down their growth rate, the sauropods stayed small-ish. That way, they ate less and they thrived. Now, that's fine until you remember there were other dinosaurs at the time that dined on anything that breathed, the big meat-eating predators. Rogers says normal sauropods that lived on the continents were probably too big for most predators to bring down, kind of like the elephants of the Serengeti. But what about these island dwarfs?
These sauropods, I hope, had predators that were scaled to their size, but I haven't heard of anything that would actually definitively show that.
Sander, who describes the research in the journal Nature, says it's likely that all the dinosaurs on these islands, even the predators, were downsized as well, creating what you might call a Euro-sized Jurassic Park. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.